Welcome to SCOTUS Cast, Presidential Protection and Retaliatory Arrest Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On March 21, 2012, the Supreme Court heard oral argument in Reichel v. Howards. This case concerns an incident that occurred when a citizen briefly touched Vice President Cheney during a public appearance, made an anti-war remark to him, and was arrested sometime later by Secret Service agents but was not ultimately prosecuted. The question in this case is twofold. First, whether, if probable cause to make the arrest did exist, the citizen may nevertheless sue the agents for retaliatory conduct in violation of the First Amendment, and second, whether the agents were entitled to immunity from such a lawsuit under federal law. To discuss the case, we have Scott Broyles, who is an assistant professor at Charlotte School of Law. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Professor Broyles.
I'm here to speak about a recent oral argument in that the High Court has recently heard oral arguments in a case involving the arrest by federal Secret Service agents of a Colorado man who had approached and criticized Vice President Cheney in a mall in Beaver Creek, Colorado in 2006. The case name is Reichel v. Howards. Sitting in Denver, the Tenth Circuit ruled that the agents did not enjoy their usual immunity from lawsuits filed against them for actions that the agents took while performing their duties when the arrest is in retaliation for criticizing a public official. In this case, the criticism being directed towards Vice President Cheney. In short, free speech rights trump the fact that the agents had probable cause to make the arrest. So the Tenth Circuit had ruled in favor of Howards and against the agents who they found to have been appropriately sued based on what they referred to as the retaliatory arrest. The lawsuit had been filed by Stephen Howards because of events that occurred in the mall in Beaver Creek in 2006. What happened was the vice president was leaving one of the stores at the mall when he was approached by Howards, who told him that his policies in Iraq were, quote, disgusting. Cheney thanked the man, and at that point, Howards touched the vice president on the shoulder, and testimony varies as to how aggressive the touching was. One of the agents had also overheard Howard say on his cell phone just prior to this confrontation that he was going to confront Cheney and ask him how many kids he had killed today. This presumably was in reference to the war in Iraq. Soon after this happened, the agents questioned Howards, who lied to them by saying he had not touched Cheney. Howards was then arrested by the agents, and Howards later admitted to having lied about the touching of the vice president. Although no charges were ever prosecuted, Howards filed suit against a number of Secret Service agents, including Reichel, and he claimed that his First Amendment rights had been violated. The agents, in turn, maintained that they had the traditional qualified immunity because they had probable cause to arrest Howard for making a false statement to a federal agent. In 2006, the Supreme Court had ruled that where probable cause to file a criminal charge exists, that probable cause neutralizes any claim that the prosecution was in retaliation for criticizing a public official. The Tenth Circuit noted that case, however, and it said that the Supreme Court ruling only dealt with retaliatory prosecutions and not with retaliatory arrests. So the Tenth Circuit distinguished the prior Supreme Court ruling, finding a significant distinction between retaliatory prosecutions and retaliatory arrests, such as was the case in the Howard situation in Colorado. And to quote the Tenth Circuit, quote, and unlike prosecutors, Secret Service agents enjoy no presumption of regularity regarding their decision-making. As a result, this factor counts against extending Hartman, which is the Supreme Court case, to the circumstances here, end quote. Other than the quote just made, the Tenth Circuit did not seem to draw much of a conceptual distinction between retaliatory arrests and retaliatory prosecutions, or spend much time explaining why retaliatory prosecutions should enjoy immunity from lawsuits while retaliatory arrests should not enjoy such immunity. Presumably, because there exists a split in the circuit courts on this question, the High Court granted certiorari. But at oral argument, the justices seemed as much concerned with avoiding handicapping Secret Service agents in the performance of their duties as with any of the legal arguments being presented to them. In fact, at one point, Justice Scalia even said that the Secret Service had, quote, lost a couple of presidents, end quote. And Justice Breyer noted at one point during the argument that, quote, the president's life is at stake, close quote. So in attempting to read the tea leaves floated at oral argument, one might hazard a guess that qualified immunity for executive department officials like the Secret Service agents in this case are not in danger for the time being, at least not during times as dangerous as these. The court has shown itself reluctant in recent years to put itself in the position of second-guessing law enforcement officials, and it may not be willing to do so in this case either, even when free speech rights are said to have been violated, as claimed by Mr. Howards.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.